I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today we're going on a search for the perfect cappuccino. I admit it. I'm a cappuccino snob. That velvety drink first entered my world on an Italian visit 40 years ago. It compared favorably with café au lait and café con leche, but the foam was unique and wonderful. Upon returning to the United States, I could only dream of that perfect breakfast drink. Until, that is, the coffee craze arrived from Europe in the 1980s. Starbucks rode the wave until all Americans were ordering cappuccinos and lattes with breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But something wasn't right. Cappuccinos regularly arrived at the table with much more milk than the original formula of one-third espresso, one-third steam milk, and one-third foam. Most baristas simply made a latte with thicker foam. A real cappuccino should be light in weight, but many came heavy with dairy. Much to my husband's chagrin, I tried for years to help craft a good cappuccino whenever I ordered. The first hurdle was to be certain whole milk was available. The next concerned the proportions. When trying to meet my requirements of the one-third, one-third, one-third recipe, several cashiers have suggested a dry cappuccino. This does come with less milk, but two-thirds of the cup was foam. Ordering an extra shot in a regular tall cappuccino provides a stronger coffee taste, but the mojo is too much. The most astonishingly bad cappuccino I ever ordered was served at a resort in Missouri. I had once again explained that there was no need to fill the cup with steamed milk. The elderly employee, who was to retire in 1 week, offered a large cup, 3/4 full of espresso, and inquired again about the amount of milk needed. My daughter had to nudge me as I was speechless at the sight of enough caffeine to jumpstart a South American soccer team. Okay, it was time to get serious, and a quest seemed in order. The perfect cappuccino was out there, just waiting to be discovered. There were some rules. Italy couldn't compete. And the cappuccino had to arrive in mint condition without any coaching. On a side street deep in Hong Kong, I was pleasantly surprised to be served a cappuccino of almost perfect proportions. But when a second was ordered, there was a difference. The witness had to admit that they ran out of whole milk and served the 2% substitution. That failed a consistency test. On a cappuccino crusade to Dallas, I had a very good one at Gachet Coffee Lounge and Books, owned by three sisters who knew their coffee. The sister on duty that day was Heidi Beaumont. Their menu offered only one cappuccino drink called True Cappuccino. Heidi explained that a cappuccino only comes in one size. There was no such thing as a large or grande or super cappuccino, and she's right. We companionably shook our heads together as she recounted the strange orders customers have made. A foamless cappuccino or a coffee mocha without milk. After years of Starbucks, people don't know what they're drinking, Heidi bemoaned. So does the perfect cappuccino exist outside of Rome? Mine was discovered in the most unexpected of places, Oklahoma City. Coffee Slinger sits on a brick-covered street several blocks from downtown. Owner Melody Harwell relocated from Hawaii, where she also had a coffee house. As a serious coffee drinker, she refuses to serve the sweet iced coffee drinks and doesn't even apologize for it. There's minimal food served, but it's obvious you've found a fellow coffee aficionado upon entering and inhaling. I ordered a simple cappuccino and waited. When the mug was pushed my way, I looked upon a beautiful brown heart outlined with white foam. The first sip was pure heaven. The coffee was strong but not bitter, with the milk and foam mixed to a velvety texture, all in perfect proportions. I ordered a second. No difference. What's the secret then? Micro-bubble foam, says Melody. Well, that's true, but whole milk is required. Freshly ground espresso, tamped properly, steamed milk brought to 145 degrees, and weeks of training to get the right mix of milk and foam, which should separate naturally. The art takes even longer. Now that I've learned some of the secrets of a perfect cappuccino, my husband is worried that I will add one more question at the coffee counter. Do you make micro-bubble foam? I won't. But I will continue to search for and enjoy those who do know how to make a true cappuccino.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began writing about her journeys in 2008. If you'd like to see photos from Mary's trips, read blog entries, and more, visit MaryClarkTraveler.com. The programming you hear on 88.9 KETR is brought to you in huge part thanks to listener support. Please dig deep and give what you can at KETR.org. Click support this station.